Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Better than a fresh taste of cold water, and that was Angie Madsen. Of course, that was just a taste. And of course, as I've been going through this whole month, as she's cranking away her tour around the United States, anyway, you should check her out, AngieMadsen.com. I've been playing her throughout, and I love her music. I know you will. Check out her site directly if you can, and you'll see her tours that she's having and upcoming what location she will be within the United States if you are in those areas. And a heads up, she will be, if you're in the Nashville area today, Nashville, Tennessee, ain't no place I'd rather be, she's going to be at Betty's Grill. And check her out there if you're out in that area. And then she's going to one of my favorite cities in the United States, best food in the United States, without a doubt, on 10/19, New Orleans, and she's going to be at the Neutral Ground. And then she's coming back up to Tennessee in Memphis on October 22nd, and she'll be at Escape Alley, and then heading to Louisiana again, crossing back and forth through the South faster than General Sherman. She's going to be at October 23rd at Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Jean Marie's on the Cross Lake. And then she's heading into Texas, in Houston, Texas, on October 24th, where she's going to be at Chance's Bar. And then from there, she heads on to Austin, Texas, at Momo's on October 25th. So do check her out. Check out her music. I know you'll love it. And anyway, getting on with things. We had a lovely misty kind of day across the beach here. I love those kind of days. It's sort of weird. You have this light mist. So I like living near the beach. You have this like misty air sometimes, sort of overcast, always bizarre weather. Not always sunny. When it's always sunny, it's cold. But when you have that misty thing, it's sort of cold too. Anyway, as a lot of people know, I have my newly released book called Spirit. By the way, if you don't realize, this is Andrew Fetter. And this is When Pigs Fly, and I want to thank you all for listening in. I do have my newly released book. I've been doing an ongoing regional tour in the southwestern United States, and particularly California and Nevada. And I am heading over tomorrow, which I look forward to. I'm going to be doing a signing event at 1 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Oceanside, and that is at 2615 Vista Way in Oceanside, California. I look forward to doing that. I haven't been in Oceanside in a long time. I love that town. When I used to go there a bit, when I used to live in San Diego way back when I went to school there, that's far back then. Anyway, and on the following weekend, on October 23rd, and that's on a Saturday, of course, I'm heading to Las Vegas, and I'm going to be at the Psychic Eye Bookstore at 6848 West Charleston, and that's heading toward the Summerlin area. And the cross streets, of course, is Charleston and Rainbow. So I'm going to be there on October October 23rd, and I'll be there at 1 p.m. And then the following Saturday, I'm still in the Las Vegas area, I'm going to be in Henderson, and I'm going to be on October 30th, that Saturday, at 2 p.m. at Barnes & Noble at 5567 North Stephanie. So do come on down, say hello, and if you want a chance, just at your free time, check out andrewspirit.com and read about my book. There are links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. And thank you for checking it out, and hope to see some of you out there. I always like doing events because then you meet all kinds of people, like I always say before, and they always have their discussions and they tell me their experiences about going out to body, and it's pretty fascinating. We all have had different experiences, all very unique. Oh, and next week, I'm really honored to have a very special guest on October 22nd. That's a week from today, isn't it? I'm going to have Giorgio Tsokalos, who is the co-editor of Van Daniken's new book, Twilight of the Gods. And you've probably heard of him, or seen him, actually, more times than not. He had a famous series. In fact, I just saw it last night on the History Channel, Ancient Aliens. He's pretty much like the Indiana Jones, if you can say it, of finding archaeological evidence and of the that we have been visited. And he is quite fascinating with his new information. And both him and Daniken had put out a fantastic book. I am almost finished with it. It deals with new information that even corresponds to what the true meaning of the 2012 calendar is by the Mayans, and what he'll elaborate on upon it. And I look forward to that. So, without further ado, as I drink some Java here, excuse me, I had a taste of some coffee. I went out this morning, grabbed a quick breakfast and some coffee, but you know when you drink, I hate to say it, a regular American coffee in a coffee shop, it's all watered down. It just doesn't have the kick and buzz. I guess I'm too addicted to caffeine. I need the real espresso stuff. They call real coffee anyway. So anyway, there's a song, it's called Skating Away by Jethro Tull, and I love Jethro Tull. But, you know, sometimes I post stuff on Facebook, and I don't even realize, I guess somehow post something that I like it, and then I look at it, what I just post, and then I realize what it was. And, you know, while I was doing it, before I get into the matter of today, I realized that sometimes, you know, it's funny when you listen to music, I listen to songs, I remember back in the 70s when I was a kid, we listen to words and stuff like that, and we really don't catch their emphasis and the meaning sometimes of what these artists were really trying to emphasize and put out. And I guess maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions, but I know when I was a kid, we just listened to them, sound really cool, great words, yada, yada, yada. Some of the words we got into, but, you know, it's all lost about the music. And it's sort of funny, we lose what the words are really trying to express. And then when I started listening to these artists, what they really were talking about, it's amazing how they're saying the same things that are coming out right now. And, you know, I mean, even from John Lennon, everybody knows that with Imagine, because that's basically in your face. But there are other artists, I mean, I was listening to from not just Tull, but, you know, like Guess, and even Jimi Hendrix, and, you know, Bob Dylan. I mean, they had some underlining messages they were really trying to put out there that today we would relate to more than I think then. It was sort of strange. It was almost like, you know, people would say they're like musical prophets in some aspect. But anyway, getting back to Jethro Tull, there's a song that he wrote. And I'll just read this one part of it because it's very emphasizes what I want to get into today. And I'll say it as best I can. I'm not going to try to sing it because if I start singing it, you guys are going to click off the radio show right here and there or close your ears. The worst singing voice there is. Anyway, it goes like this. Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. if your pants were undone, because you were bred for humanity and sold to society, one day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. And that gets me to you. Who are you? What are you? Where are you? And most of all, why? You say it isn't so, but how can I not? How can I not say it? It is how it is. That's how my part of it in there, if I would continue it on. But it relates to a lot of things, of issues, of emphasis, of things that we were basically bought a soul of good from generation to generation and told from one to another next. And the bottom line is from 1,000 years passed down, there's been lies. And it's more than just rather lies. It's from one lie to the next. And it wasn't just an invention of a lie, but it was the lie. And it was passed from fathers to son, from mothers to daughters, from parent to child, from clerics to believers, or more correctly, misbelievers, from priests, ministers, reverends, and pastors to their parishioners, from imams and mullahs to the believers, from the rabbis to their congregation, from governments to people, from kings and queens to their supposed people, from the PMs and prime ministers and presidents to the people, from one generation to the next, from so-called wise to the so-called mass, from them to you, them being them, the real owners, and you ain't one of them. You know, it just comes down to one thing. It says we were bought and sold. And yes, you were told that. Yes, lies. They can and they did when they said there's hope. Now you feel like a real dope. They can and they did when it came to your health. You were promised here's the option of the public kind, but it became nothing of the kind. They can and they will, they did. And when they said they'll tell you that they are taking your job, would you think, who do you think gave them your job? They can and they did when they want to hate from across the border, so there will be chaos and disorder. They can and they did when in Europe they want you to appease and then hate while the EU simply completes the castrate. They can and they did when in Gaza and the West Bank, it spills of lies to make you hate. So you'll strap that bomb, throw a rocket, and then play victim with no ending and no state. They can and they did when walls grew from violence to separate. They can and they did when the lies, they keep playing you to hate the other side when there are no real sides from one side, Arab, one side Jew, one side Sunni, the other Shiite, the one side Christian, the one side Muslim, the one side Hindu. You're all, in reality, just the human side. They can and they did when the lies spread from one to the next. One tells the other is the enemy and the other calls them apes. The other calls them animals. The others call them evildoers. The lies never end, like karma that never breaks. They can and they will. They can and they did. When regarding the lies of your debt, the lies of your bank, the lies of the Federal Reserve, the lies of the Bank of England, they can and they did when they lied to you about income tax. They lied to you about national debt. They can and they did when they lied about JFK, RFK, MLK, Malcolm, Tupac, and Michael. They can and they did when Princess Diana died. They can and they did about Vietnam. They can and they did when they created the UN. They can and they did when they lied about weapons of mass destruction and more lies over 9/11 or 7/7. They can and they did with the lies of climate change caused by human blame. I think I mentioned they can and they did with the lies of the UN without telling the truth of the plan of the UN to create a new world order. They can and they did when you thought you were told that they were enemies with the lies of Chavez, or the lies of Bush, or the lies of Clinton, or the lies of Blair, are the lies of Obama, are the lies of the Rockefellers, are the lies of the Rothschilds, are the lies of the Windsors, which are the lies of the Illuminati and their new world order. They didn't tell you that, but they can, and they did, and they will. They can, and they did. When you think you vote for a change or hope, they lied. They can and they did when you were told when you vote. You're given a real choice, but in reality they had selected who you can choose because they are the same actors from the same commercial, from the same TV station called The Lies of NWO. They can and they did. They can and they did when they lied to you about not disclosing. They lied to you about the ETs and UFOs because they simply can and they did. Worst of all, they can and they did when they lied to you about God. They lied to you when they said there was a Son of God. They lied to you when they said he died on a cross for your sins, that you were born with sin. They lied to you when they made a God of man, a him or he or even a she. They lied to you when they said God is to be personified. They lied to you when they said, God is on your side. They lied to you about God the moment they said God is separate from you. They lied about God when they made God a conditional God. They lied to you when they said they know more about God than you. They can and they did when they lied and told you are separate from God, separate from the universe, separate from each other. They can and they did when they told you another great lie, that love is conditional. They can and they did when they lied and told you life isn't fair and the world isn't perfect. They can and they did lied and told you that beauty is only skin deep. They lied and they lied and they lied because they can't. They can and they did when they lied and told you that you need a savior, a messiah, a rescuer, when the truth really is, you are the savior, you are the messiah, you are the rescuer. They can and they did when they lied and told you you're not equal and there's a ladder amongst humanity that you must climb upon to reach the top. They can and they lied to you. And they did this very well. They lied, and they can, and they did. When they lied to you, there's a heaven and a hell to make you fear even them even more. They can, and they did when they lied and told you, when they said, my way is the righteous way, or my way is the only way, or I have the good book, because it's the only book, or believe or you'll be cast to hell, or my prophet is the only and true prophet. They can and they did. They lied and lied and lied. They can and they did. They lied when they lied to you to make you divide, make you hate, and make you fear. They can and they did make you lie, believe in their lies, because they can lie. They can and they did. When they lied and told you to feel, it's ungodly. To feel is ungodly. That, what a lie. To make you feel is something demonic or simply an emotion without substance. What a lie. They can and they did when they lied and told you a thought is just a thought, has no real merit, just a thought generated out of your chemical brain. They can and they did when they lied to you when they told you God's love is conditional. They can and they did when they lied and told you to cover your ears and eyes. When I say to you, because they're going to say, I'm a liar, but they're the ones telling you the lie. So they'll tell you to cover your ears and your eyes when I say, you are of God, of the universe, of all, and that each of you are connected to one another, and that you are all leaves on the tree of life, well, with different points of views, and yet with a common branch, a common tree, and rooted to the universe, and that we will always exist in one form or another, and that for every action, there is a reaction, and that all things change. Change is indeed constant. Change allows for the opportunity of growth, healing, understanding, adventure, and simply to experience. So I ask, when they lied and told you, when they did these things, what will you do? You might be feeling real angry, feel like you've been had. In reality, there are no victims, only volunteers, as Janae Sinclair had once said. Now that perhaps you are aware, look not what I said, but look what your heart says. Look into you. Look into the universe. Unconditional love never lies because there are no agendas, no incentives, just simply to love. That was my dissertation of way things are. And now you can expound upon all things that are light upon you, around you. I mean, when I was writing this the other day and putting it together, I mean, it was just more everything I started looking to of what things are reality and what things are made to make us feel like it's a reality. I mean, look into our cities itself. We have physical cities that we've created for thousands of years upon thousands of years, but in reality, these villages, these little fishbowls that we've created are not. We've created our own separation, our own discommunity, our own lie. Because we never realized, we forgot that we are always connected to the universe. The shamans did not lie. Only the clerics of today and yesterday. They keep you separated. They keep you separated. See, the lies are for a reason. They want to keep their job, their empowerment over you. That's their job. That's what they feel is necessary. And by our choices, we've allowed them from generation to generation. You know, we reincarnate over and over and over again in this particular plane called the Earth plane. For a reason, obviously I've said this many times before, to heal, to grow, to experience. But we're never really going to grow or heal if we can't face things that are untrue. Wow. They're coming to take me away. Hey. Nothing like hearing an ambulance in the background. But like I said, there's nothing, everything we have is, we have a situation where we always have the opportunities to grow from. That's where our experience is. That's what these challenges, I've said before, you know, we meet certain challenges in my last show. I talked about one of the challenges, and probably one of the hardest challenges for many people, to face lies. And sometimes lies become more lies on top of more lies. You know, I recently, give you an example, I know somebody in particular who had their own agenda upon myself, and I didn't realize that the lie that was perpetrated on me, and I allowed it because I volunteered in it, but because I had a heads up of part, wait a second, this may not be all that's there, I kept another eye looking around. I kept my boundaries in a sense. I gave this person an opportunity to see if they would come out of their lie. So this other person wanted to do a project with me. And first of all, the person contacted me after years not talking to them because of a situation they created that was pretty bad. Oh yeah, of jealousy and whatever. And of somebody who I was close to. And I let the, you know, I usually have a habit of giving people second chances, sometimes third. Maybe I'm being too nice or something. I know sometimes I see people after years and maybe they've changed or grown. You know, I reach out a hand and I only do it a couple of times and they don't want to, that's fine. But this person contacted me and I figure, okay, what the hell? So when I contacted and I made, you know, reconnected, you know, I sent over, you know, things I had done in the past, a project that I wanted to do, and it was actually going to go off board, but certain things happened. And right away, she became really weird. Like, she says, oh, those are part of me, which it wasn't. Not to get into a lot of details, but this person contacted me for the emphasis of getting into working with her in the film business. Not me thinking that she just wants to be friends with me. Get it? There was a lie right there. The person had an agenda. When you have an agenda, you're already creating a lie. So if you're creating an agenda on somebody else, you've already established a lie within your own relationship. If you're trying to be just friends with a person for simply being friends, that's genuine. When you're trying to be friends and get into a relationship with somebody, it shouldn't be because you're going to make them a movie star or a great musician, or you can finance them, or you have some financial or some benefit, or put a roof over their head. Because when you do that, that's already a lie in the relationship. And that's what we have established, by the way, through our societies. I mean, men and women, men taking care of the woman. The woman then gets taken care of. You know, and that's why the divorces, that's why there are problems in relationships. We tend to put agendas. What can that person do for me? So, in a sense, this person did what was considered probably more normal to some extent. What is it? So, she placed an agenda wanting me to do a project with her. Or actually, not doing a project, but being part of doing many projects, which I never had any thought because I didn't know what I was going to end up doing. This is before I had relocated from Nevada back to Los Angeles. So, after time doing this and connecting with this person, lo and behold, a project came front of my situation, and she offered and wanted to turn it into a project. And so I said, for sure, okay, let me see if it'll work. Did it. But this person had an agenda of other projects that she wanted me to get involved with. And I let it go. I didn't know. Didn't say I would do it. Told her I don't know. She flat out didn't want to do anything, the thing that I had written or put together, which was fine with me. Everybody has their own taste. Nobody has to. I was good that it was honest. And then, lo and behold, after doing this long project that we did, took about 6 months, lo and behold, this person had an agenda for another, her project, and she threw it in front of my face, wanted me to read it. It looked like crap, to tell you the truth, from my perspective. And it deals with a very, I felt, very ugly thing, personally. I don't like to glorify, you know, sex slaves or slavery or anything like that. I think that's sort of not where I look into these things. But each to each their own. You know, I don't judge, I just leave it. That's that. And frankly, I didn't want to work with this particular person off an experience that I had. This person was never consistently honest, and she also had some other issues. So lo and behold, I bumped into somebody who wanted me to work on projects in the past, and we ended up working together on providing new things, new endeavors, which opened actually to other endeavors. And now this person found out, and I can frank, I'm not interested in doing that particular project. The person I was mentioning who had an agenda in mind. And when I told her that I had too many things on my plate, which was really true, too many things on there, and plus this opportunity to me direct a couple feature films, then all of a sudden this person got all upset. Again, because of the lie. Because I blew the lie up. Because I wasn't following along the lie. Because I knew about the lie. I was aware of the lie. See, I was aware of the lie. Maybe because I was aware of it, I should have maybe pointed it to her and let it on. But I gave a lot of instances to opportunities for this person to correct it, to change the thing. Like, well, what if I don't really like the part? Oh, no, you don't have to do it. See, I gave door openings constantly, opening and opening and opening, because I was aware of the line. And giving the person the opportunity to change. I really tried to give this person an opportunity, but some people don't want to change. And what happens is, and this is one of the rules of the universe, everything does change. Except for some people who think they don't change, you always change, but you can change backward. You go backward. That's when somebody becomes, you can say somebody's about their lightning or growth, their change direction. They come from light to dark, for example, or they can go from dark to light. You know, which path you choose. And I guess I'm back. Wow. Or I've been here. It just, there's some technical difficulty or whatever. Or could we do it a time of meditation, quick silence? Anyway, as I was saying before our 5 minute undisclosed break, about lies, I was talking about micro situations of lies amongst our relationships, friends, people around us, whatever. But on a more broader basis, I was bringing into the fact and reiterate the situation, for example, in 9/11. How, you know, when people say, well, these people are nuts or these people are crazy and they're kooks or whatever, you know, when they're disclosing and questioning what happened on 9/11 with the Twin Towers, and, you know, as more time goes about, the information comes out that were these people really crazy. And that's why you shouldn't jump on conclusions calling people crazy and attacking their character, because that's all that is. When you say somebody's nuts or this and that, you're just really all, you're not dealing with information that this person's questioning. You're trying to make, say, that you're trying to attack his character, which has nothing to do with issues. You'll notice that when you say something about certain situations, if a person is attacking your character, that means they don't have credible information to argue. You know, you wouldn't go, I'll give you an example, you wouldn't go, and I know I'm getting off topic, but I feel this is important. When you wouldn't go, like, let's say there's two lawyers in court, and they're arguing over some situation, you know, the defense versus the prosecution or whatever. They wouldn't call the other person, he's a nut, this attorney, he's a kook, you wouldn't want to listen to him. He's not going to say that. And the other attorney's not going to say, hey, you know, no, he's a real nut. He's a whack job because of what he's saying. They would never say that. The reason why they never say that is because it's not credible. It's not dealing with the real issue of the argument. The same thing happens, we'll notice, when people say they're crazy or nut jobs or anything like that. It's not really dealing with the issue. If they're saying this information is whack, that's a different thing. Show me how this is crazy. Show why this wouldn't. Now, that would be a way of countering that. But in this situation, for example, in 9/11, you look at it logically, and you tell me, or you tell yourself, or whoever, you know, how fast those towers fell was something, you know, eye-boggling. Only because of my understanding, because I worked in, I did the fourth generation contractor, and I've been involved with contracting. I did insurance repair, and I know how when buildings fall and collapse and stuff like that, and fires, especially when there's steel involved, it twists and turns. It just hits the ground. But then even that, I was apprehensive. I was really, even my own, I was skeptic upon myself to believe it. And, I mean, how could, you know, who could possibly want to kill 3,000 of their own people, which they have done. Look at Tolkien, Vietnam. You know, I can give you a whole bunch of examples of governments killing their own people in different ways. In every source, leaders or whatever. You know, some not as much, some more, and some by accident. There's always been situations. But 9/11, the thing that questioned was came out more recently, which really pointed to the fact that, you know, was these two firemen that I was talking about before we got cut off here, which I thought was sort of funny, was how these two firemen that were being interviewed, and this is like, by the way, go on YouTube, no fabrication, real evidence that says, hey, you know what? You've been lied. I've been lied. That's going to find the commission's big bullshit. I mean, these two firemen said that they were on a lobby floor or a top, and they got exploded from underneath them. A second explosion. They went in after the tower started coming down, right? They went in the things. They're going up the building. Kaboom! Right underneath their feet. Underneath their feet. They had dust and debris all over them when they came out. And they even mentioned about another secondary explosions coming from, I think they said, Building 7 or some other building near them. I mean, that brings on the question. Yet we believe this bullshit 9/11 commission report that was a fabrication. And that gets you to, why was it fabricated? It's almost like the Watergate of Nixon. The lie upon the lie. And even the media will just continue believing the lies. Portray them. I mean, I've heard from even people who post from Huffington Post or other so-called liberals, and then the conservatives, they're all the same. Post or the same Fox News and MSNBC, they won't really want to get into that. You'll even have disinformation trying to project more lies upon lies to make the people who are trying to tell the truth like crazy and liars. Like Glenn Beck. He is not purposely trying to hijack and make a fool and make crap stuff up. Like he's been taking information, for example, of Alex Jones and then fabricating it and mixing it in his own and making it obviously looking stupid because it's not dealing with Alex Jones has been saying. He's twisted and turned it and changed it, manipulated and add things on it. They'll get people to think he's a kook, and therefore if he's a kook, then credibility, what he's trying to present or his information. Do you see? It's a game. He's also working for them who are protecting the lies. That's where you have to look at where what has happened, why these things are coming about. The truth of the matter of the real information. It's like I lived in the Middle East for 6 years. I lived in Israel for 6 years. I saw with my own eyes lies happening. I know the Middle East like back on my hand. So when I hear people saying, oh, the Israelis are like this, I know they're full of shit. And they'll say, oh, the Arabs are like this. But I know what the really mentality, what they really, really think behind closed doors. That's why I can't even argue with people who live and sit in their computers and work for places like, the pro-Palestinian stuff because they haven't a fucking clue. They don't have a clue what's really going on over there. They don't. And while I live there, everything's outside, projected. And they're in the Middle East, by the way, they all exaggerate. Both Israelis and Palestinians, Arabs, Jews, Shiites, Sunnis, everybody, they're the whole Middle East, by the way, everybody exaggerates. If there's a little needle, no, it's a big old stake. If it's a little kaboom, it's a Hiroshima. If one person died, no, there was a massacre. It was a major killing. If five people died, it's a massacre. Thousands died. That's what goes on in the Middle East, lie upon lie. And that's one of the problems over there. And the lies are more projected more and more fabricated and then put on news and more fabrication. And there's a reason behind all these lies, like I said. And that's why they're taking advantage of, because they are continuing the lies. Just like they lied about the 9/11. What was the incentive for the lie? What was the agenda, like if my friend had an agenda? What was the agenda behind 9/11? Do you honestly, if you think it was so nuts today, people are like, oh, come on. How about JFK, the so-called magic bullet theory, which I was explaining earlier? Before it was cut off. I don't know how we were cut off or when or what. But the magic bullet thing. The bullet went this way, that way, came out, hit his brain, came out, hit that again, hit Connolly, turned around, went through the window, got some coffee, came back. I mean, come on. And yet, look at the millions of people who believed that Warren Commission and the magic bullet theory. Talk about how naive. People sucked into these lies. Why? Because from generation to generation, we're like sheep. People become like sheep. They'll believe what they're told. They're manipulated. It's very well easily done. But if you pull back and you logically look at things and use even your feelings, because your feelings is the real truth, and you investigate and look at things from a stand back from it, says, wait, question things, even question what I say, question things, get your own things, be skeptical, cynical in a way, that's the truth. I mean, I think one time I said, why, like, for example, Jacob changed his name to Israel, or his name was changed to Israel. Israel, by the way, literally means to wrestle with God. That's what it literally means, to wrestle with God. In other words, to be cynical, to be questioning God, to question, not question God, but questioning the universe, questioning the universe and things around you. Don't take things for granted. Question, because out of questioning comes answers, which produces new questions. It creates the opportunity to grow. And like I said in my past show, these situations that we have, these challenges, even these lies that are presented to us, are opportunities for us to grow from, to learn from. Because when we surpass these tests of lies, then look how far we've reached. We've overcome. We've overcome obstacles of new situations. We don't use the word problems. We call them challenges, and we've overcome these challenges. We overcome the challenge of the lies that are constantly being presented to us. Like in Europe, there are constant lies going on in Europe. The formation of the EU is one big lie. The UN is a big lie. People think, oh, it was done for human rights. Well, look who's the head of the human rights commissions. You know, they're attacking Israel, you know, about their things. Well, whatever. I'm not going to question what Israelis do, but what are they? Well, look at the heads of these states, like Libya and, you know, countries that are beheading people or, you know, beat up women, you know, still have sex slaves and slaves working in their countries. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. Talk about human rights violations. It's a joke. And then what about helping with UNIFIL, and they're supposed to be the peacekeeping troops? What peacekeeping has the UN troops ever done? You know what the UN peacekeeping troops originally, and this is a fact, they're trying to present, was going to be the New World Order Army. That was their but it didn't work out so great. That was their intention. They're trying to still facilitate it, but it hasn't happened correctly. The whole idea of the UN was to form a new world order. I mean, straight up, it says it right in there. And who developed the UN? Were the same people called the CFR. So I was getting into the Vatican Church and how they are connected with the Nazis, which is a fact. And who the Vatican Church is associated was with Rockefeller. I mean, you can see all the links, ding, ding, ding. And this is a fact that the Vatican Church helped many war criminals from Nazi Europe escape, and they went to actually finance to help them escape into South America. That's a fact. You know, the finances and things that went on, the Vatican Church is very much involved with. Why do you think they lie about so many things? They lie to, I mean, they're literally, they own so much stuff, you would be blown away. They just changed from being the Roman Empire to the Vatican Church. And they're tight with, they're the same thing, one and the same, with the Illuminati. Check it out. It's their facts. And I'm not saying lies. Check these things out yourselves. But they're projecting lies upon the masses. And this is, like I said, from generation to generation, generation. And people, when they wake up, they get upset. They get pissed off. I asked a friend of mine on Facebook, every Facebook today, I says, what do you do when you keep on disclosing stuff? And people say, and they come and say, this is Pierre Sheen Klein, for example. He says, we can only do so much, and then, you know, don't pour so much energy to it. And he's right. Like, you don't pour. You can only do so much. You can only go, here's the mirror, and then they got to make their own choice. So I'm asking you, you can make the choice. You choose. Don't have to listen to what I had said. Find out for yourself. Look for the real truth. Look what is real and what is not disclosed. Because in this generation, this particular time of Earth, is the opportunity for massive amount of information to be disclosed for what it really is. To get through the bullshit of the lies that have been projected upon your soul as you reincarnate over and over, and now is the opportunity to move so far forward, because our vibrationals, we have the opportunity to rise our vibrational systems, our frequencies so drastically to change. We have the opportunity to understand what's really, really going on. And that's what does that do? That heals. And you may get angry, and you're usually angry at yourself, feeling like, well, I've been had. And that's fine. But don't take that anger and make it angry toward these other people, toward the Illuminati and others for doing this to you, because they are part of us. Only thing you could do is move forward. And then you move in your own direction with your own thoughts and your own ways of doing things to grow and learn, to heal, to understand. And that's really all that is, the bottom line. And I hope that I know we've been cut off and moved around this whole day. It's been a real crazy day, very strange day. And please re-listen to it on the archives when it pops up, so you'll have full taping. But talk to your friends. Find out the information. And in your own relationships with your own free people, be upfront. Don't have to lie. Be straightforward. And you know, watch out for agendas. You know, agendas, people always place these stupid little agendas. Why can't you just people be friends for being friends? People can be boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever lover, if you're whatever kind of sexual orientation you are, with whoever you are with for what they are, without agendas, just for being who you are. That's called unconditional love. That's what it comes down to, unconditional. So like I say, they'll tell you that they can and they did, and when they'll lie to you and tell you to cover your ears and your eyes, I'll reiterate, when I say to you once again, you are of God, of the universe, of all, and that each of you are connected to one another, and that you are all like leaves on the tree of life with different views, different points of views, and yet with a common branch, a common tree that is rooted to the universe, and that we will always exist in one form or another, and that for every action there is a reaction, and that all things change. All change is a constant change, allows us the opportunity to heal, to grow, to understand, to enjoy the adventure, and simply experience. That is the wisdom of the joy of the wisdom, as they call it. So with that, I want to thank you all for listening. Buono giornata. That's, by the way, Italian. I'm trying to learn somehow Italian. Meaning, have a nice day. And with that, I close and listen to a last morsel of some Mississippi by Angie Matson. Do check her out if you're out in the Nashville area. God bless you all, and have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you, and God bless you.
Drifter, baby, why you gotta run? Only muse in the setting sun. Go to the end of the other direction, and the miles will be prediction. Hey, hey, let's meet at Mississippi, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, let's meet at Mississippi, yeah, yeah. We'll take a riverboat down to the desert town.